the most of the barns, the kind of good barns, most of them had a hallway right down through the middle. The whole middle of it was open. And up pretty good, just room to drive under with a wagon or something on your wagon, as far as the height is concerned. And then up above, the middle of it was a loft. They call it the loft, and that's where you kept your hay and stuff like that. It's up in that loft, you know. You drive and had a big door usually in each end of it. You could drive up there with your wagon, and then they didn't have bales of hay. They had pitchforks, you know, and have to handle hay with pitchforks, you know, and it's all loose. It wasn't in bales. And throw it up in the loft, and then you'd have to feed it down out of the loft. And then usually on the side of your barn, you had your stables. That's the place you could keep your horses in to feed, and had feed troughs in those stables. Usually had a stall for each horse. Some people call them stables and some stalls. And you'd feed the horses in those stalls at night and then turn them out, you know, and feed them in there anytime you fed them. And then they'd usually have a crib or two on each side, you know, usually had the cribs on the side that the stalls was on to put your corn in and stuff like that, and peanut shed or something like that. And a lot of people had their little outhouses around it that put corn and peanuts and stuff like that in, you know. But the main barn, that's really what it consisted of, some stalls and some feed cribs and a loft. And most of the time, on the south side of this barn, you'd have a shed. Just a open shed that cows could come up under when they're around there, and you could milk under it or something like that, you know, out of the rain. Just that open shed on the south side, what a lot of them had. Of course, didn't all have it, but a lot of them did. But they had, of course, all kind of different barns as far as that's concerned, but I'm just speaking of the main type that was used.
Well, you said you had peanuts. You had a crib to keep them in?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to put them, you know, in the crib, or even put them up in the loft if you had room up there and wanted to, you know. Didn't have nothing else, so you'd put them in the loft.
Did you ever call peanuts anything else then, or ever hear them call anything else?
Well, goobers. Goobers. Yeah, a lot of people call them goobers.
Well, you said you had corn, but did you ever have any other kinds of grain?
Oh, yeah. I raised a tremendous amount of, we called it high gear. I don't know just exactly how you spell it, but higiri or high gear. It's a sorghum kind of a plant. It grows a little grain, just a little small grains, and it makes a head about that long. Well, all different, but a big one about that long.
10 inches,
sir? Yeah, 10 or 11 inches long. Those good high gear heads are, and just loaded down with little grains, and you can just feed them out. You can feed them stock, head and all, or you could thrash them out and feed them to your chicken, you know, or throw them out head and all to feed your chicken. We raised lots of chicken feed down there of that high gear. It made good. It's a sorghum plant, is what it is. It makes like sorghum, you know.
Oh, yes.
If you know what sorghum is, and I guess you do.
Yes, sir. I've seen it once or twice.
Yeah, well, it's a grain. It grows up about as high as your head, and the head goes right up on the top of it. And it's a beautiful plant growing. It's just when you have a whole field of it, it is pretty, because the grains, when they kind of mature, turns kind of white looking, you know, and you can. And the only trouble is curing it. It's hard to leave it in the field long enough for it to get matured enough that it'll keep good packed in a barn, you know, just all throwed in there in a book. You really need a big enough barn that you can kind of spread it in, you know, and leave it a few days before you pile it up in a close pile. I used to use that big loft down there. Mine was a good place to spread it. I'd spread it about that deep, you know, about 8 or 10 inches deep in that loft. And it'd dry up in that loft good, because you can get air under and above too, you know. But sometime it would cure in the theater where you'd put it right on in your crib, where you wanted to. Crib or barn, or whatever you might call it.
Well, did you ever have a special building or just a part of the building to keep stuff like that, that kind of grain, just to store that?
I never did. I never did, but some people did have.
What did they call it?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know exactly what they'd call it. But of course, now you see, back in my days, we didn't have that we didn't thrash that grain. I don't know what they begin to call it. If they begin to have those thrashers and store that thrash grain, you see, the only thing when we thrash out something like that, we just put it in some barrels or something like that, you know. You know, we used to thrash some of the high gear by hand for chickens or something like that. We'd put it in barrels or something like that, or peas and stuff like that. Thrash peas, we'd put them in barrels, you know.